Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Vov Av, 15th of July, Dayan David Konshlita, Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Motzoi Shabbos.
Very good, good morning. Half an hour, sure, we'll get it in Mitzvah Hashem. And so, it's like this, the whole Churban, it's mentioned, the whole Churban is Ein Torah, as it says in Echo, Eini Yordo Mayim Ki Rochat Mi Meni Menachem Meshiv Nafshi Hoyu Vonai Shoimimim, says the Pal Gemoy in the Baal Chavos Das. He wrote a pirush on Echo, so Hoyu Vonai Shoimimim from Torah. So therefore, through learning Torah, that's the way out. The Lagon says that is the schus. That's the way we're going to get out. So what are we going to talk about? Many dinim coming up as a result of Mitzvah Shabbos, as a result of Sunday being Tisha B'Av. And the din that I'd like to focus on, one of the dinim, is if somebody needs to eat on Tisha B'Av. Somebody is not allowed to fast, somebody is not well, they have to break their fast, they have full permission to do so by their Rav, they've asked a Shaila, and that's what they've been told. Now, once that's the din, this Tisha B'Av is different to other Tisha B'Avs in that one's got to remember to make Haftalah. One's got to remember to make Haftalah because you can't eat or drink until you've made Haftalah. Everybody else will not make Haftalah on the Tzoy Shabbos because you can't drink the Kos. You can make Haftalah, no reason why not. So, but you can't drink the Kos, and so you can't drink the Kos. So therefore, apart from Borei Morei Hoesh, which we will make him Mitzvah Hashem on Mitzvah Shabbos, then on Sunday night, then we'll make Haftalah. When we make Haftalah on Sunday night, although the dinim of the 9 days continue until after Chatzos on Monday, 107 on Monday, nonetheless, the din is that, and then, nonetheless, on Sunday night, you can have wine. You should make Haftalah on wine, should make Haftalah on grape juice. That is perfectly, that's the correct thing to do. But, however, those who need to make Haftalah on Mitzvah Shabbos or on Sunday during the day, some people will manage it till Chatzos, some people will thought they'd manage it, and suddenly in the afternoon they're feeling seriously unwell. In such a case, somebody feeling like that needs to remember to make Haftalah. What should they make Haftalah on? So, I asked my Rebbe, Reb Nissim Karelitz, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, I asked him, somebody needs to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. This was in Tovshin Samaches, the last time that it fell this way, 13 years ago. So Reb Nissim told me that the Briskerov, he used to say that you should make Havdalah on wine. Aye, it says you mustn't drink wine, and that's not just a din in the 9 days, but it's midin de Gemara on Sudah Mafsekes, and the Chayra Kol Shekain on Tisha B'Av itself. So therefore, the Briskerov said, no, that's not true. The din of Sudah Mafsekes is also to drink wine or to eat meat. That's because before Tisha B'Av, we compared to an oinin. An oinin, Rachman Litzlan, is not allowed to eat meat or to drink wine. But when it comes to, but on Tisha B'Av, we compared to Avelim. Avelim are allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Aye, it's a tarnis because it's Tisha B'Av, but somebody who is potter from fasting, such a person has an obligation to, nonetheless, you can have wine. That's how the Briskerov paskens. But, says Reb Nissim, we don't pasken that way. And in fact, not just Reb Nissim, Reb Zalman, Reb Elyashiv, etc., etc., none of the poskim bring this. All the poskim mention that one would need to have something which is chamar medina, something which is not wine. It can't be wine, but you can't just make Havdalah on anything. It can't. The question is, can you make Havdalah on what you're drinking now? Yes? Coffee, tea, can you make Havdalah? But Reb Nissim says, even on Tisha B'Av, you mustn't drink wine. And therefore, you've got to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So I asked Reb Nissim then, what is called Chamar Medina? So Reb Nissim answered, Mistoma, fruit juice. He says, orange juice, Mistoma, that's considered Chamar Medina. That's what he mentioned. The reason why I mention it is because it's mentioned in the name of the Chazanish, B'Shmua, that the Chazanish said you couldn't use fruit juice. Reb Nissim, who never veered from, was a nephew of the Chaznish, did Shimush to the Chaznish, never veered from the Psakim of the Chaznish, and he said, fruit juice should be all right. Many years ago, must have been two or three times before that, when I asked my Rosh Hashiva, my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Zeich Tzad Livrocha, I asked him what to do. It was on a previous occasion. I have to look at the calendar to see which year exactly that was, but it's going back about the best part of 30 years. And I asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, what should you see? He said, either Bira Shachor, which used to be in Yerushalayim, the black beer, but it certainly would be in this country, would beer, or, he said, fruit juice. All fruit juice. No, not tea and not coffee. It's like this. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the following. The Aruch HaShulchan, you see, well, we need all the Sfarim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman, Ayin Reish Beis, Sivkotan Yud Dalit, in fact, Sivkotan Yud Gimel, he says like this. What is considered Chama Medina? Chama Medina is Sheroiv Shesias Hamoin. It's got to be the majority of people are drinking it. And he says on a regular basis, on a daily basis. So he talks about Sheikha, and he says, or you can have Yash, whiskey. Yes, whiskey. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, but you've got to be able to drink it. Meloi Lugma Bavasachas. I must tell you, I once went to a Kiddush in Har Nof. The Kiddush, it was happened to be in the Dvar Yerushalayim Yeshiva. And there someone made a Kiddush on Shabbos morning. And would you believe it, they forgot to bring wine. There was plenty of whiskey around, but there was no wine. So the people stood around, what are we going to do? What are we going to make? And we weren't going in for an extrapolation from the Taz, because we don't pass get the Taz, and certainly not the extrapolation, and therefore you need a whole case, you need a revius. So I remember we were there, and one person said, come drink a whole revius of whiskey. And there was a fellow there, a Svadi fellow, and he looked at this whiskey, and he said, what's the problem? He filled up a whole cup of whiskey, and he made Kiddush. I remember that Morty Rabin was there, the time there, and he stood there. He says, you can't drink all of that. And he made Kiddush. He made Kiddush. Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshem, Shomru B'nei Yisrael, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shakon Liebid Voroi. And it was gone. Never mind Meloi Lugmov. A whole lot went in one shot. That was the end of it. It was gone. So, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, we can't drink a whole Kamalei Lugmov, he says, you can't drink a Bahomi Lugmov, and therefore you're going to come into trouble. We're going to use this. Says the Aruch HaShulchan further, the Yosim Izeroinu Ligdolim, he says, so he wants Sheikha, that's really what he wants, beer, Yash in theory but not in practice, he says, and Yosim Izeroinu Ligdolim Shosso Avdola Al Cholov Oy Al Tei Mosik, sweet tea. It's not called Chama Medina. Why? Because it's water. That's all it is. I'm sorry to spoil, to burst the bubble of one of the biggest industries in the world. But whether it's coffee or whether it's tea, it is just water with a bit of flavouring and a bit of colour. He says, Ach mit pnei halachatz zua tachak kagoin she'ein lo yayin v'lo yishecho oy shenizah. He says, Hakidushim Oisim, he says, Balailo, etc., etc. He says, the Roiv, Balabatim, Bimedino, Seinu, Ein Shosim, Bechol, Loyayim, Veloy Sheikha, Lechol Asuda. And therefore, he says, Badochat Godel, he says, you can use milk or you can use tea. The Maisa, it's only Midochak, Rav Moshe brings his Tshuva, Rav Moshe, Urchaim, Chelik, Beis, Simon, Ayin, Hey. He brings over there that it's quite clear that Aruch HaShulchan wasn't happy with tea or with milk, and therefore only b'shas t'chak godl, you've got nothing else, can you be samech on it, but l'chatchila, for sure you can't use it. Rav Moshe there is talking about Coca-Cola, and Rav Moshe says, although Coca-Cola is definitely Chama Medina of America, no question about it, but again, it's just water with flavouring, and colour, and loads of sugar. So the question is, when you come to fruit juice, slowly, when you come to fruit juice, so fruit juice is the following. When they talk about fruit juice, you must know that certainly Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nissim, They both mean freshly squeezed fruit juice, not the cartons of juice which are made from concentrate. Right. Why? Because what they've done is they've taken perfectly good fruit juice, whatever it is, orange, apple or pineapple, whatever it is, and they have reduced it down to just an essence. And what they've done from there is they transported it, because it's cheaper to transport it, then they've remade it up. They put back the same amount of water. There's no more H2O than there was naturally. However, the din is, once you extract it and you put it back, it doesn't count anymore like the original juice. It is a glorified form of cordial. That's what it is. And there was this great discussion about it when I was in yeshiva, nearly 40 years ago, when the Badats were giving a hechshed grape juice that was made up, had been reduced to concentrate, and then made up again. The Badats gave a hechshed to it, and Rishon Zalman and Rabbi Eliashiv came out very strongly against it. They were not in agreement that that could be used for Kiddush HaAvdolah. And shortly afterwards, it stopped, actually. It petered out for exactly this reason, because it wasn't agreed upon. And therefore, the orange juice, or apple juice, or whatever fruit juice that you use, has to be not freshly squeezed, literally, but it has to be not reduced, but it has to be the juice as it was squeezed, and then it can be in a carton, in a bottle, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, but that's what you need to use to be able to be counted as chamar mezina.
Is that better than grape juice?
So it's like this. The Maisa, we're not paskening like the Briskerov. Briskerov created Mekoma Munach, but La Halacha, The Rove Binyan and Rove Minyan, in fact, the Ruba de Ruba, apart from the Biskarov, I don't know anybody else who agrees with it, all the Poskim were not happy with us having wine or grape juice on Tisha B'Av itself, because it's a kolsh game from Sudal Mafsekes, and therefore not wine and not grape juice on the Tanis, Chamar Medina. There were those who were greatly misupik about whether we have Chamar Medina or not. There is a publicized discussion between Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita and Lahavdim L'Chaim L'Chaim Reb Eliashiv Ishver about Reb Chaim wrote and says there's no Chamar Medina nowadays, and Reb Eliashiv wrote back and Reb Eliashiv says yes there is, you can use fruit juice. So Reb Eliashiv was very much so, but in this country you can certainly use beer and you can use fruit juice. I spoke to one of the senior poskim yesterday, and he told me in Eretz Yisrael nobody's drinking pure fruit juice. When I say nobody, it's not in abundance like it is here in this country, and certainly they're not drinking beer like they do in this country. And therefore, this is, if you don't mind, I haven't got that long, let's try and get through it all. I'll take questions afterwards, the greatest of pleasure. So therefore, the din is that one has the option either of beer or of fruit juices that have not been reduced. Question really is, what about coffee and tea? What about coffee and tea? Why am I asking about coffee and tea? Because there is a sugi in brochas. And the sugi in brochas talking about boiling vegetables and making soup out of vegetables. So there's a sugi in brochas, aflamates somadalef, where the Gemara says the following. The Gemara talks, Omar of Papa, a Papa lamates somadalef, pshita li, maya de silka, kasilka, if you have water of beet, some form of beet that they boiled in water, that has the same din as the beet. You make brei pri hardoma on the water. This is relevant to our soups. Umaya de lifter, lifter is a turnip, kalifter, it's also the brocha is hardoma. Umaya de kulu shalki, kakulu shalki, if you stew something in water, it'll have the same din as the vegetables, which, so if you take pure vegetables, whether it is when you take leek, you take courgettes, you take onions, you take carrots, you take all these things, and you boil it up and you boil it with water and add some flavorings, you've made a vegetable soup. The brocha on that vegetable soup is definitely huadomo, but there's a machlokes v'shenim between the Rambam and between the Rosh. What happens if you strain it and you just have the clear water? According to the Rambam, since the purpose of boiling the vegetables was for the soup, therefore the brocha is going to be berei pri adoma on the soup itself. The Rosh says, no, not so quick. The Rosh says that the din is in the Rosh is in Shuvas HaRosh, the fourth Klal Ravi, and it is Simon, Sam Tes Vov, And he says like this, he's talking about somebody who's unwell, and they're unwell, they need to have barley water, really real barley water, not what's called nowadays in the bottle. It is water, barley boiled in water. And now says the Rosh, as a result of boiling, the barley becomes, it falls to pieces, disintegrates, and becomes like a porridge. If a person would eat the broken down barley grains, you strain out the barley, you just want the barley water. And therefore, he says, the brocha shehakoil, because you're not interested in the vegetables. The loy domi lemaya de shalki is not the same as the Gemara we just read out in brochas. Tahanuch ikka bishulom bishvilaya rokois. The Rosh holds that you only make brei priadom on soup if the soup is a tofel to the vegetables. So if you're having the vegetables, or somebody else is having the vegetables, whether for this course or the next course, it doesn't matter. As long as they're being eaten, says the Rosh, you'll make Hadoma. And therefore, as a result, Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah paskened that if a Sofik Brach is a Hakel, you can only make Brei Pi Hadoma on soups if somebody is going to eat the vegetables, and doesn't have to be now. Then we go at the Rosh. The Rambam would be happy even if no one eats the vegetables. But the Rosh would say only if he eats the vegetables. Sofik brachas la'akel will only make hadoma if you've got both the Rambam and the Rosh. Now the next case in the Gemara is the following. The Gemara says, "Boy, Rav Papa, this is what we need. Maya de shifta, and I think shifta is aniseed." That's what Rashi says. Yerek shnosnim ma'at b'kadeira. You put a little bit in. Lematik, to add flavor. He says, sweeten it. He says, v'leila ochlei ani belaz. I think it's aniseed. I think it's an aniseed plant. You put it in. My, what's the din? Limasuke tamo avdi. Is it in there just to give flavor? Oila vuriz zoy hamo. Or is it only there to remove the foam, the whatever it is, the scum, something that's being formed as a result of the boiling? Says Rashi, says the following on this. Rashi de Vamaska Lematik Tam Ovid Umavorchin al Meme Tafshiloi Boire Periho Adomo. So you have something which could be inedible, a vegetable which is inedible, all you can use it for is some form of beet. Like sugar beet, for example. No one eats the sugar beet. You extract the sugar. Here, you just give flavor to the soup. In that case, everyone agrees. The Rosh only said that you don't make charcoal on the barley water because you could eat the barley. But since here this is something you can't eat, the extraction, that's the best effort, that's your best attempt, and the best result of what you've got. This inedible vegetable is good for flavoring soup. Therefore, the brocha is going to be according to everybody, both according to the Rambam and according to the Rosh. Now let's come back to coffee. If we're talking about instant coffee or indeed instant tea, so then it's no better than the fruit juice, no better than the fruit juice, which was made up from remake from concentrate. Of course, instant coffee is made from real coffee, very concentrated, and then they freeze dry probably and drive off the water to leave the granules. But then you put the water back. Even if you put the same amount of water back and no more, it's no better than the fruit juice which was made from concentrate. But the question is, what about fresh coffee, real coffee that you make from coffee grounds? So now you're making it from coffee grounds, or fresh tea that you make from tea leaves. In this case over here, you've really taken real coffee grounds, which are not edible, tea leaves, which are not edible, and you've boiled them. You've boiled them and you've made coffee soup. Yes, it wouldn't sell very well if that's how you described it, but that's what it is. It's coffee bean soup. That's what it is. That's what you've made. And it's quite clear, certainly according to the Rambam, but even according to the Rosh, that surely the coffee beans are no less than the shifter of, which is inedible, that you use for making, giving flavor. So surely the brocha on coffee, freshly made coffee, should be borei prihoetz. and freshly made tea should be brei pri adama. And the only reason we don't is because there's a tosfos there in Brachos which says that on all drinks we make sheh hakol. Yes? Otherwise, maybe you can argue on whiskey we should be make brei mina zonos, out for exactly the same reason. But all drinks we make sheh hakol. There's a tosfos like that, and that's how we paskin. But maybe you can come and taina that if you make freshly made coffee, certainly if you percolate it, you have old-fashioned percolators there, they used to there, the coffee was literally boiled together with the coffee beans. If so, that's not water, that's not the same as instant coffee, it's not the same as, it's not just water with flavour. What happens is, why is soup brei pri adama? Where was you squeeze fruit juice, it's only shakoil. Because, says Tosfos and the Rosh, because you get all of the flavour when you boil it. It's not zeh bialma, you get all of the flavour. And the juice, the water that was boiled in, gets the flavour, has the din of the vegetable in which was boiled in it. And therefore the din is, it should be berei pri, therefore it should be perfectly good. Real percolated coffee should stand up. On the one hand, it is definitely Chamar Medina, that's what we're drinking, it's a chosh of a drink, it's considered, and this has been boiled, and therefore it should be perfectly all right. I want to taina possibly those who are mekel with coffee and tea, it's based on the old poskim. How old is instant coffee? Not that old, instant coffee. Instant coffee was not around in the days of the Chofetz Chaim or in the days of the Aruch HaShulchan. So when they talk about coffee and tea, I want to float the thought that they're talking about coffee and tea which was made, boiled. Yes, it was boiled, and therefore even that they're not happy with because they think it's maya. Why? I'm not sure. Surely it should count like soup, and therefore it should be perfectly all right. It should have a din of, in which case that should be okay, but even that they're not happy about. What, our instant coffee, or even our filtered coffee? The question is, our filtered coffee, you pour water over it, you or the machine, it makes no difference. And that is only considered irreklirishin. Whether that's considered mavushal, where you'd have to have a bishel of a shliko. Shliko is to stew it. So you've got to really get all the flavour out of it. That's the svara, why you'd make, why it'd be considered to be not just zeh bialma, it's considered to be something proper. That would be because it's been absolutely boiled to bits, so to speak, and all the flavours come out. So that doesn't apply to our filtered coffee. And our tea bags, if you take tea bags, well, the boiling water from the kettle that you'd pour out of it hits the tea bag first. So what actually brews the tea is a cliché-y teacup. That's what it is. And therefore, maybe once upon a time, again, the days of tea, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, in the times of maybe even the days of Rav Moshe, most people were making tea, certainly in England, with a tea pot and a tea cozy and real tea leaves, and you pour it straight from a kettle that's just, it's just come to the boil, it's still bubbling away, and down you pour it. That actually has a din of clearishin itself. Then you can say you've really brewed the tea and you've got everything out of it. But today's tea leaves and a tea bag, it's only cliché-y. Whether that's not considered maya bialma, that I'm not sure about at all. But percolated coffee, where you have it in a pot and it keeps bubbling up and down, as you remember the old percolators, there's a coming up, the water comes to the top of the funnel and then down again into the tea, into the coffee receptacle, and then out again, that could be completely different. I'm not sure why that should not be considered to be something significant. There is something called cappuccino. Now, cappuccino, for the purpose of this shiur, I have to tell you, I looked into it to find out what a cappuccino is, and the information that I managed to get tells me so that cappuccino is actually 60% milk, 10% of chocolate and filings, and 30% espresso. What's espresso? So espresso, they tell me, is something which is very concentrated, real coffee. So it's real coffee, very concentrated. How exactly it's made, I'm not sure. Whether it's percolated or not, I don't know. I suspect not. So let's assume the espresso bit is water, halachically. But you've got 60%, certainly 60% milk. And the rest you've got chocolate filings, it's real stuff. After that, you've got what gives you the flavour. Now, the only problem with milk, no one's happy with milk, because it has to be a machal choshev. If somebody comes to your house, even in America, you wouldn't offer them a cold cup of milk. Yes, glass of milk. You wouldn't do that. Just about not. America's the milk, big milk drinkers. But anybody, otherwise, you wouldn't be mechabed somebody with a glass of milk. And therefore, it's not considered to be a mashke choshev. However, a cup of cappuccino, the fortunes they charge for it, that is unquestionable. There's no question about it. That's considered a very choshev. So is a freshly made real coffee cup of thing. They charge a fortune for that as well. But it's water. So this cappuccino has the advantage that it is not, that it is choshev. It doesn't have the disadvantage of the milk in the fact that it's something that you don't wouldn't give your guest milk. You would give somebody a cup of, what's called, a mug of cappuccino, certainly. That would be a choshev drink. And so therefore it doesn't have the chisoron of the coffee being water. It doesn't have the chisoron of the milk not being choshev. Put it together and you've got your solution for a Tisha B'Av Havdalah drink. The only trouble is, the cappuccino, they tell me, these things are furiously hot. And that's the way they drink them. And then you've got the problem with the Aruch HaShulchan, that even this fellow who can down a whole cup of whiskey without blinking, he's not going to be able to do it. Or if he does it, he'll do it once. And that's the end of him downing a whole cup of, a mug of cappuccino when it's tremendously hot. Once it's cold, it's going to lose its chashivus. So therefore, whether you can use that or not is an interesting question. But just to appreciate some of the workings of these things over here is something to bear in mind. The bottom line with this is what one can do on Tisha B'Av, if one should need, is either beer, certainly in this country, beer is definitely Chamar Medina, or real fruit juices without having been concentrated. That seems to be the psak, the mainstream psak, of what can be done in this thing, but an appreciation. Whoever's got an answer for me, why, if you percolate coffee, why that shouldn't be perfectly all right, that's certainly mavushal, or if you take tea leaves and yutaka, pour directly. Yes, you can make, even if you haven't got tea leaves, you can open tea bags, and you can make something of tea leaves, and if you pour directly from the boiling kettle, although if you pour immediately afterwards, the heating element is still furiously hot. It's furiously hot. The water is counted still aloish. If you pour it at the same time, and it's still immediately when it boils, then lo nifsak hakiluach, the whole stream of water is continuing to go. It's still aloish. Therefore, as it hits the tea leaves, that's considered still kli rishon. It's not even iru kli rishon. Not for now, but that is a Trumas Hadesh and Paskin in the Ramon, Yeridea, Simon Tzadi base, in which case, Beloy Nifsa Kakiluach, and it's still Aloesh, Mefurish, but that is considered still Klirishin. Surely that will be considered Mevushal as well, enough to be able to mean that the tea should be considered more than just water, that should be considered no worse than the soup that we mentioned, which both the Rambam and the Rosh would agree that it would change the Brocha were it not for a drink. And therefore, that will leave us a question. Now, Locha Lamaisa seems to be like that. And we've run out of time just to mention, though, just at the end, that the Gemara in Chagiga, right at the end, we just made a siyum on Chagiga. At the end, I know the learning here is a Chabura learning Chagiga. Beautiful piece over there where the Gemara says, and with this will end, the Gemara says that. So, Omer Rabbi Abo, Omer Rabbi Lozo, Tamid Chachomim en Oer Shal Gehenim Sheletis Bohem. Why is that? So therefore, the explanation, beautiful explanation, is that because the Torah is considered like fire. The Torah is fire, and therefore fire can't be shelit on fire. What's this? The Torah is eish dos lomoi. It is eish shchora gabi eish levona, and that's what the Torah is. And therefore, the Torah burns out. It burns out the impurities within a person. Fascinating. We're going to say, I hope we'll be spared, and we won't have to ask for this tefillah, because Terem Yikrov Aniene, and that is, we say Nachim, that we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu Boish, yes, Boish, Itzatoi, Ubaish Atah Osi Livnoise. Have you ever stopped to think about this? Imagine some builder would come to you and he'd say to you, right, he's building an extension for you. He said, well, where's the bricks? Where's the mortars? Don't worry. He says, I've got plenty of canisters in the back of my van. I'm going to build your extension with fire. So you tell him, take my sugar, go and do it to my neighbor, please. But don't do it to me. Keep away from it. So therefore, what's going on over here? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build the Beis HaMikdash with Eish? So here is a beautiful Medrash Tanchuma right at the end of Parshas Truma, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks this question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you have the Mizbeach, and you're going to put fire on the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is made out of wood, it's a wooden frame. Inside and on top, there's just a thin plating of copper for the Mizbeach HaChitzein, and Zor for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And therefore, how can it possibly be, says Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to burn the Mizbeach through. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, this is an Os Yud Aleph, Perik Yud Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. Omer Rabbi Yudah Mashmo, Omer Rabbi Moshe, Lefei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Tzoli La'asos Mizbeach Atzei Shittim, Tzapos En Lecheshes, and he told me, Eish Tomid Tukad On Mizbeach Lesichbe, Ein Ho Eish Maveres Eset Zipui V'Serefes O Eish. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, no. Hamidus Ho Eilu Heinetz Lechem. Shema etzli. No, it's talking about malachim, shem eish loyet, the kamaotzos, the sheleg, uborod yeshli, etc. Have a look, that's beautiful. The eish, which is ruchnius, doesn't burn, it doesn't destroy. Hasne in enu ukol, we have so many examples of this. The eish is not destructive, the eish is constructive. So therefore, it's like this. When does fire burn? When we're physical. When we became megushomim, we became connected with physicality, and void of ruchnius, that's when the Eish burnt the Beis HaMikdash. When we turn ourselves around and we make ourselves into take everything and turn our gashmius into ruchnius, make everything about us for a spiritual purpose for ruchnius, that same Eish will build. That Eish won't destroy, that Eish will build. The Eish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eish, which is ruchni, if we choose ruchnius, will be zeicher to the warmth, to the refuah, Eish Marpeh, that's what it is, Bichnofer, will be Zeicha, that same Eish will turn around from its incredibly destructive nature. And that itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use for the Binyan by Shlishi Mitzashem to show us that it's not the Eish that the damages, it's not the Eish that burns, it's Averus, it's the Gashmius, and we should be taking it into Ruchnius, will be Zeicha Beis Hashem. Indeed, Chain, make our focus of our life truly, purely ruchnius, and the vizecha b'mheru b'yomenu to the eish of the binyan by shlishi b'korav b'yomenu. That is here. Medrash Tanchuma, right at the end of Parshas Truma.